after starting against the
game, massively disappointing, and we certainly, you know, not a point drop, but we see points drop there today. After a very, very good start, and a Dumbarton side that we know that can certainly, you know, grind you down and get results, you know, and punishing are very good on the break. They get a wee break with the first goal, although it's a great touch and a great finish with wee Joe McKee. But in terms of the second goal, you know, I've just watched that back there and very, very disappointed to come out after the positivity that we had in the first half, what we spoke about and how starting the game correctly in the second half, and to concede as early as we did and as poorly as we did. I wish we would get goals like that for us. But as I said, and even more so disappointing for me there was the reaction of us, that we stopped playing our football. We went more a direct route. And when we do that, we become very, very average. So we do. Players seem to think about the game a wee bit more. They think by running into forward areas that they're in an area of the pitch where they can affect the game, you know, positively. What are they going to do? They're going to take other defenders into there, make it very, very congested, which we did, you know, that gave us very, very little space to go and try and play into. Dumbarton worked their socks off once they had that lead. And with their gung-ho approach more in the second half, I felt it left us very vulnerable at the back. And Dumbarton could have made it count, you know, another couple of times in terms of when they countered there and some good saves with Mitchell. On the other end of that, I thought we had a lot of ball and a lot of possession in the final third, Dumbarton's final third today, but the final product was nowhere near good enough.
Chris Johnson seemed to be the main kind of avenue for you today.
He did. And Chris's, you know, standard and his own admission, you know, his quality in today wasn't up to the standard of what it normally is. I would like to have seen him going a wee bit maybe more on the outside. He had a wee bit of success at that for long periods of time, for periods in the game today. But any time that he seemed to come inside, other than his goal, I thought the ball was like a magnet to the goalkeeper and the big boy McGeever. Mm-hmm. So I did. So, as I said, it's a disappointing one. I said to the group there, you know, it is certainly points dropped, and I know you've got to go out there and earn them, earn the points. And I thought, in terms of the first half performance and how we started the game, I felt that we didn't capitalise on the very good start that we had. I felt that we let their equaliser, which was a break of the ball, very good finish by Joe, as I said. But to come out in the second half and start and give a goal away as poorly as we did, was very, very disappointing. But our reaction to that even disappointed me more in terms of the way that we thought Route 1 football was going to give us, you know, that opportunity. And that isn't us. That's not us. And I've explained that to them, that they've got to be patient. You know, when you're playing against compact teams, you've got to make sure that you probe, that you move the ball brightly and quickly. And I actually thought that we caused our own problem because we'd started the game so well. All of them were well at it. And when you start the game that well, what then happens, their mentality changes because they stop doing the good things that they were getting them that success because the game, they're enjoying the game. They start to take an extra touch. They start to make a more challenging pass rather than just keeping it as simple as what was getting them that success. So if they can hopefully take one or two of the positive criticism on board today, then hopefully we don't find ourselves in this position again.
Just on a sticky wee run of results at home.
I said that to them in there. I says we've got to make this a fortress like we did. And although we've had good clean sheets there, which is always positive on the road, we've got to look at, you know, the Peterhead game and the goals and that we have conceded at home. And that's my point there, that we don't have to be gung-ho. We've got to be in control of our own football, you know, and their own style of football. And certainly in terms of that. And you can see one or two players struggling a wee bit, you know. David's having a tough couple of games to get back into things at this minute in time. You know, I thought the two centre-backs never gave him a minute. And when that happens, sometimes I think that we rely on David too much. Others are now games upon games experience now. We now know we're in game 15 in this league. We know what this league's all about. We know the demands of it. We know the quality of the teams. Other players have got to step up to the mark.
You obviously lost Craig Hibby early on to injury. I mean,
we did, yeah. It's his ankle. It's his ankle, and you know, don't get me started in the referee of the day, to be fair, but you know, and that just make as if I'm looking for excuses, and I'm by no means not. And it was poor to lose Craig, because him and Big Rumsby have made a very, I think they've been the most too consistent onto that wee sticky patch that we've probably been at, to be fair. What we have to do is dust ourselves down, keep believing in the brand of football, keep believing in our ability, and keeping the game as simple as we possibly can. When we do that, we're a very good team. When we get away from that, average. No, even average.